The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Yeah, when I meet a bitch, I say, put away your mace. Your mace don't want no trouble. Put away your mace. Your mace don't want no trouble. Put away your mace. Your mace don't want no trouble. Put away your mace. Your mace. Yeah, it's pretty clear. You don't like my face. I look like a gargoyle from outer space. I got these roofies, roofies. To slip in your drink, you grab that can in your purse and you start to think. I see that you got that look in your eyes. And it's not love, come on, just open your thighs. You got a quick trigger finger, don't waste your time. I'm immune from all chemicals in my eyes. My mama, she told me that I was ugly as fuck.
Shoo, bow, bow. Bow, bow.
She said that I look like the Crypt Keeper got hit by a truck.
Crypt Keeper, 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 Keeper.
I realized then I was gonna need a little more.
Shoo, bop, bop. Shoo, bop, bop.
So I got me some roofies and Plan B is to buy a whore. So I tell bitches, put away your mace. Your mace don't want no trouble. Put away your mace. Your mace don't want no trouble. Put away your mace. Your mace don't want no trouble. Put away your mace. Your mace. Is that the best you've got? I barely even feel it. Hell yeah. You finished that drink yet?
Oh, this is
kind of
cool.
Stone. You can put your weed in there.
Oh, check this out.
Oh, yeah, that's beautiful. A lot of people don't realize this, but you can put your weed in there.
This is the Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
It's my Greg here, Poontang, if I can use a medical term.
Man, oh man.
You're gay. There's no facts in the church.
Oh, yeah.
Holy crap. Don't try to debate me on something. Motherfucker, I can't do many things well, but words are my shit. Yes, indeed you do. Words are my shit. Stoner Jesus Show Live, Chapter 2, Verse 2, Hour 2. If you're listening to Hour 2 and you missed Hour 1, go check it out at stonerjesus.net. We also stream Hour 1 of the show live every Sunday night on Twitter and Periscope at stonerjesus420. So if you missed Hour 1, let me go check it out because you got a lot of stuff happened in Hour 1. It'll be Chapter 2, Verse 2, Hour 1. Go check it out on stonerjesus.net and other platforms. Of course, you can find all the live streams we do, all the Hour 1 live streams on the Stoner Jesus Show live page at stonerjesus.net. Other things you can find on stonerjesus.net, well, all my social media networks, our sponsor banners, all of the audio for free and more with the video of Hour 2 and the full video of every chapter and verse show. You have to be a patron at patreon.com/stonerjesus420. Only $5 a month, you help support the show, so go become a patron. You get every chapter and verse episode in full video glory. The only way to see Hour 2 of every show is by becoming a patron at patreon.com/stonerjesus420. Be awesome of you. A lot of classic bits coming up in this hour. First, we have a list. We have a St. Peter list of back-to-school items. The St. Peter list, as many of them do these days, comes to us in the form of a voicemail. A St. Peter voicemail classic. He doesn't really say where he is or, you know, and we're talking about when he's got plans to come back. Apparently he's got a good thing going on where he is. So without further ado, a new voicemail from St. Peter and his list of back-to-school items for the kids to get back to school.
Hey, Jesus, it's me, St. Peter. I know I haven't called in a while. I was at this Walmart the other day with like this broad that I'm siphoning her social security check or whatever. For my own personal gain and whatnot. You know the drill, Jesus. Well, I saw they had the big back to school section about the kids going back to school, and I was looking at this shit in the back to school section, and it sucks, Jesus. It sucks. It's like fucking glue and like folders and rulers and shit. What are the fucking kids gonna do with glue and rulers? They gonna glue rulers to each other?
It's
fucking dumb. And I remember we like used to do lists of like back to school items that kids should get. So I'm gonna call and I'm gonna give you my fucking list. You can play it on the show or not. I really don't give a fuck. Jesus. So here's a back to school list from St. Peter, you little motherfuckers. First one you need is a weed keeper. You remember those trapper keepers, Jesus, from back in the day? They're like the Velcro and whatnot. Was like a trapper keeper, but instead of like keeping your homework and papers and dumb shit like that, you keep weed in it. And so instead of a trapper keeper, it's a weed keeper. I know it should be like a more catchy, clever title, but I can't think of one right now. I'm on a lot of shit, Jesus. I'm on a lot of shit. More back-to-school items for the kids, the little crumb grabbers. You know that app on the cell phone? Jesus, it makes like farts. You hit it and it farts. It's like a fart app for your smartphone or whatnot. That's what you need. You need to get the fart app on your smartphone, you little kids. Farts are always funny. I mean, you're getting bullied or like there's a school shooter or something. Or like, you know, teacher's being a dickhead or whatever. You just hit the fart app and it's like, yeah, man, it's all better. Because it's like, it's farts. Farts are always funny. Jesus, and now there's technology. Advanced fart technology and apps and whatever. Also, Jesus, you know those paper bags, the free condoms, like you go into the clinic. You go into like the free clinic and they give you a paper bag of condoms. That's what kids need. You don't have safe sex. Don't be putting the car in the garage unless you put a tarp on it or whatever. But don't be getting bitches pregnant, or don't be getting pregnant if you're a bitch. Get the free bag of, like, you know, the condoms.
Okay.
Free paper bag of condoms from the free clinic. It's advice from St. Peter. Also, another thing kids need for school is an emotional support animal. That's big. You see that shit everywhere now. Jesus, people get to bring their emotional support animals in, like, where they are. You get, like, a dog or, like a squirrel or a goat or, like a rattlesnake. Whatever, man, they can't stop you because you say it's for emotional support and they have to let you, like bring it in. It's like a law or something, like the Americans Disabilities Emotional Support Animal Act. Jesus, look it up.
Probably not.
Last thing, you know those selfie sticks? You get those selfie sticks for, like, you know, they're long and whatnot. You get a selfie stick for upskirt pictures. That's right, you little fucking perverts. Get started early taking the upskirt pics with the upskirt selfie stick, selfie stick thing. Yeah, that's it, Jesus. Oh, God, I'm fucking tired. It was a long list. It's much longer than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
Anyway, Jesus, I'll be back there in the studio someday, but I got a good thing going on here, and I'm not going to fuck it up for you or your dumb show.
Okay.
So, you know, fuck you, Jesus.
Anyway, so there you go. New voicemail from St. Peter's. Got great things going on, I guess. Great stuff going on. Back to school items for the kids. Wouldn't recommend a lot of that. A lot of that's going to get you in a ton of trouble. Although the weed keeper, I will back the weed keeper. The fart app, okay, I'll give him that. But I don't know what the fuck a paper bag of free condoms is. He means to get condoms, I guess. Emotional support animal, I think all the legal things he was citing for the emotional support animal things, I think that it was all false. So don't go by that. The last one, the upskirt selfie stick, that's really a bad idea. But again, you want to live your life by what St. Peter tells you to do, well, then you get what you got coming. You know what I'm saying? You got problems, what you got. You got fucking problems. Or if you don't have problems, you're going to have problems very soon. Rest of the show, we're going to play a bunch of classic clips. So if you're new to the show, check them out. And again, like I said, if you missed hour one, go find it. Chapter 2, verse 2. Hour one. This is hour two, August 12th, 2018. We recorded live. Check us out on sternjesus.net. Continue to spread the word about sternjesus.net. Follow us on all the social media networks so you know what's going on in the show. See the clips I post, all that stuff. the memes. You got to get it all. You can find it all linked in one form or another at stonerjesus.net. Everything you need for the show. Thanks, everybody. Enjoy the rest of our two. Peace, bitches.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here. Hey, are you looking for CBD products? Well, look no further than CBD Oil Solutions. Click their banner on stonerjesus.net. They are your one-stop online hemp CBD marketplace. Their CBD oil products include CBD vape oil, tinctures, capsules, isolate, topicals, and more. You can get free shipping on all domestic USA orders. They also have edibles, they have beauty products, and more. They bring you the best brands and the best CBD oil products on the market today, all in one place. Check them out. Click the CBD Oil Solutions banner on stonerjesus.net. They are a proud new sponsor of the show. Like I said, take your time. Go through all the products on the website. There's just too many to name here. CBD Oil Solutions. Click their banner on stonerjesus.net. Hello, everyone. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another awesome Stoner Jesus Show sponsor, Cannabis Seeds USA. Check out that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on stonerjesus.net. Let me ask you a question. Do you live in a state where it's legal to grow? There's lots of them. There's dozens now, medical and recreational states. Do you need seeds? Do you need seeds shipped in the U.S.? Well, check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Click their banner on stonerjesus.net. They got indoor and outdoor seeds. They have tons of strains. They have hybrid. They have sativa. They have indica. Everything you need. OG Kush, Sour Diesel, Grape Ape. They got single seeds. They got packs. Click that Cannabis Seeds USA banner on stonerjesus.net. If you live in a legal state and you need seeds shipped in the U.S., you need to check out Cannabis Seeds USA. Go click their banner on stonerjesus.net and check them out. Cannabis Seeds USA.
We wanted to show how awesome Febreze Air Essentials are, and we did that by hotboxing a bathroom for over 4.5 hours, and then we used our Febreze Air Essentials, and we pulled someone off the street, aka St. Peter, to come in and smell and see if they could tell a difference between the incredible amount of cannabis smoke and the Febreze Air Essentials scent.
Oh, what? Oh, yeah. It smells pretty good in here. It smells like caramel, or like a deep sea breeze. It kind of reminds me of like a woman after she's douched her vagina. It's what her vagina would smell like. It's pretty good. Okay, take this off. Holy shit, man! I'm in a bathroom. Somebody's been smoking mad weed in here. Holy crap! There's just smoke everywhere. All I smell is this amazing douched vagina scent from Febreze. And they didn't pay me a shit ton of money to say that either. I work pretty cheap. What? Am I done? Oh, okay, thank you.
St. Peter may be old and decrepit, but he can catch the scent of a douched vagina from over 1.5 miles away. That's the amazingness of the Febreze Air Essentials. When you go to your local Walmart, make sure you tell them that I heard about it from St. Peter. Anybody that will listen, any employee, seek them out and say, I want that smell good shit that St. Peter talked about on the Stoner Jesus Show. If they act like they don't know what you're talking about, well, they're just stupid. Move on to the next one and ask them.
Introducing 420 Cloud, ignited by MSIG, one of the fastest growing social apps around. The only app you'll need for all things cannabis. Find the latest cannabis news, videos, and stories, ranging from business and tech to sports and medicine. Start your career in cannabis by seeking, identifying, and applying for jobs through our expansive listings. For businesses, 420cloud.com features a full-scale cross-channel network, monetizing high traffic for big data conversion and analytics. Download 420 Cloud now from the iTunes Store or Google Play. MSIG.com is a publicly listed company on the OTC, symbol MCIG.
Ignite the conversation on some trending topics along the Cannabis Radio social media network. Join our crew of thousands on our Cannabis Radio page on Facebook or at Canna Radio, C-A-N-N-A Radio on Twitter. Plus, look for our Facebook and Google Plus pages for all of our original programs and connect with Dr. Dina, Kyle Cushman, Dr. Mitch Earlywine, Nurse Heather, Doc Rob, the hosts of Gondrepreneur, and more. Connect with the growing Cannabis Radio social crusade at Canna Radio on Twitter or search for Cannabis Radio on Facebook, Google Plus, and Instagram and grow with us.
Cannabis Confidential with Dr. Dina. Candid.
I want to give you the inside story.
Captivating.
I want to introduce you to my kind and amazingly talented friends.
Compelling.
We get to meet some of the most amazing cannabis activists and warriors around.
Listen in as medical marijuana pioneer Dr. Dina shares never-before-heard stories, chats with cannabis insiders and celebrity friends, and provides invaluable perspective and insight into one of the fastest-growing industries in the world.
I want to share with you what was once confidential information. Let's expose the truth, discuss the issues, and learn the facts.
Cannabis Confidential, only on CannabisRadio.com.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive. This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
Welcome back, everybody. Stoner Jesus Show Live. I hope you're enjoying the show live and on podcast, or if you're listening on the 24/7 replay stream. No matter where you're listening, you may or may not know, if you're a regular listener of the show, that we don't pay St. Peter any kind of cash. From time to time, I'll do these little infomercials to try to plug his products, try to make him some money. And sometimes it goes well. Sometimes it doesn't. I've had a bad feeling about tonight. I'm at the infomercial tonight all day.
No, it's going to be fine,
I don't know
Jesus.
Why, but I have a feeling we're about to find out.
It's going
to
be fine.
Tonight's... Do we need that music, Peter?
It's fine.
It's very distracting.
70s porn music.
Yes.
It's awesome.
Yes, the best porn music was made in the 70s.
That's right. It's great music. Yeah. What?
Let me start over. Let me try to get excited about this.
Yeah. Get up.
Tonight...
Get up for it.
We're talking about another awesome St. Peter product.
Yeah, that's good.
No, I can't do that.
Oh, come
Look,
on.
We're talking That's about good. Some shit Peter's got going on, and I'm going to lay it on you now.
Lay it on me, brother.
Oh, this can't be real.
What?
St. Peter has started a dating line for singles. That's right. You know those stupid little commercials you see at night where there's like some hot chick, and she's telling you to call singles, and she gives you a number, and you call it, and you meet wonderful people? Well, apparently that's what St. Peter's trying to do.
That's right. Yeah.
And there's a note here that said there's a video.
Yeah.
I don't need to see a video.
Let's do it. Let's watch it, man.
I guess we'll run it so we can hear the audio for the radio show.
That's right. There's no better advertisement.
This.
What? What is the problem now?
This can't be real.
What the fuck is
wrong with
you?
This fucking number. Okay, fine.
Jesus.
The number is 1-866-NUT-CHEESE.
That's right.
1-866-NUT-CHEESE.
Yeah, that's right. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with that? It's a good
number.
You got
the video rolled up or queued up or whatever.
Yeah, do this fucking turn.
Oh, my God. Just 1-866 Nut Jesus. First of all, again, it's too many letters. It's not going to go. Just fucking roll.
Hi there. Are you looking to meet someone tonight? Are you looking for sexy singles in your area? Much like myself? Well, make sure you get on the phone and call 1-866-NUT-CHEESE. You can meet sexy singles like me in your area for some fun out on the town or whatnot. Call tonight 1-866-NUT-CHEESE. cheese. I'll be waiting. What is the problem? You got something? What's going on over there, Jesus? Jesus, what's going on over there? Is there a problem? It was great. It was awesome. I mean, a lot of people are going to call this
number. Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, my God. What the fuck was that?
What? That was me.
What are you wearing? Oh.
It's
oh, my God.
It's sexy.
Oh, I am a grown. Oh. I am a grown man.
I'm sexy.
Get that off the fucking screen.
I'm sexy.
I'm a grown man. This is what I'm doing. This is what I'm doing with my life. Is this what this has come to?
What the fuck is wrong, Jesus? It's fine. I'm sexy.
This is me lingerie, and you're sprawled out on some fucking couch.
I'm a sexy bitch.
There's a fireplace in the background. It's just, it's in.
I'm a sexy bitch, Jesus.
Indescribable.
You can't handle it.
Indescribable.
Oh, fuck you,
what
Jesus.
Am I doing? What has my life become?
Oh,
I don't think
poor
I can
Jesus.
Do this
anymore. Oh, poor
I don't
Jesus.
Think I can do this with you, Peter.
Oh, fuck
I don't
you,
think
Jesus.
That I can do this radio show with you anymore.
I don't fucking love
you. You're killing
either.
Me.
I felt
time
you suck.
Come off of my life in just the last fucking minute.
Oh, you fucking drama queen.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. 1-866 nut cheese. If that's what I'm getting.
That's right. That's right.
I would prefer nut cheese. Holy shit.
1-866
nut cheese.
We got
more music and funny shit coming up.
That's right.
Oh, I need some fresh air. I get the fuck out of here, man.
That's right.
I gotta get the fuck out of here.
Jesus. Where are you going, Jesus? Where are you going, Jesus? Well, I guess it's the St. Peter show now. Well, that's fucking awesome. I wonder what happens if I hit this button right here. This little red button.
Welcome back, everybody. Stoner Jesus Show live. Thanks to everybody listening. Live and on podcast. Wherever it is, you do your listening. Now, unfortunately, we've come to another time. I'm going to open up St. Peter's microphone.
Yeah.
And he's going to give us a list of something. We don't pay St. Peter, as you know.
Yeah.
So sometimes he has little lists, or he has infomercials, or little specials, or whatever. Just an opportunity for him to get on the radio and maybe be, I don't know, discovered by somebody.
Yeah, I'll be discovered.
I discovered you a couple thousand years ago, and there hasn't been no discovery since. I think that's it.
No, this still could happen.
I think
Jesus.
That's it.
God damn it.
It's not going to happen. Anyway,
it may happen.
St. Peter's list. The list this time, as you know, Labor Day is coming up. This is St. Peter's list of suggested... Yeah. But not recommended Labor Day activities, St. Peter.
Yeah.
Always comedy gold.
Yeah,
lay on me, son.
Well, the first thing you can do is assist in an actual labor. Just go to a hospital or whatever and steal some scrubs and get in one of those rooms and get in there and yank that baby out, man. Yank that little fucker
okay.
out.
Right off the bat, this sounds what? Very illegal.
Wait, what?
Very illegal.
I don't think so. I think it's fine. It's
okay.
fine.
Okay. Continuing.
Oh, yeah. If you find someone eating a tofurkey burger, punch them in the face. Un-American communist bastards.
I'm certain that one will get you thrown in jail.
No, I think it's pretty good. Just fucking do it. Don't question me, Jesus.
Okay.
Just do it.
Hey, man, whatever. It's your list.
Fucking.
Go on.
Oh, yeah, okay. You ever see Project X, the movie?
Yeah.
Well, just do that. Do what they did in that movie.
I don't understand.
You know, they had, like, a big party in the movie, and it was crazy, so, like, give a big party and, like, Project,
okay.
Project X it up.
All right. Sounds good.
Yeah,
I
good.
Don't know. I think there's many illegal activities in that one that could get you thrown in prison for a good amount of time.
Okay, whatever. Keep going. Anyway, walk up to somebody on the street and strangers and yell, "Summer's almost over!" Right in their face. "Summer's almost over!"
I'm not sure if that one gets you arrested. I guess it could.
I don't see how.
Probably definitely get somebody to hit you.
There's nothing wrong with that, Jesus.
Yeah, I'm sensing
it's
a
fun.
Theme with these.
Yeah.
These Labor Day activities.
All right.
You got any more, Peter?
Yeah, you could sit on your porch, and you can hit random people with water balloons and yell, "You looked hot! Happy Labor Day!" Yeah.
Really? That's it?
Yeah. What? What's wrong with that?
I was expecting a bigger finale. That was the last one, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was good. I think it was good.
I don't know. I guess I was expecting more.
Well, what?
I guess it doesn't matter.
Well, it matters.
So that's it. St. Peter's list of suggested but not recommended Labor Day activities.
That's right. It's good.
Here on the Stoner Jesus Show.
I don't see what the problem is, Jesus.
I just don't feel like you're putting effort in these anymore, Peter.
What do you mean?
I feel like you're not putting any effort into them anymore.
That's bullshit.
It's just...
Well, I mean...
I don't know.
You know...
I don't know. Is this the end of the road? Is this the end of the road for the comedy genius St. Peter?
No,
I don't know.
That. I've had some problems in my personal life, you know?
I guess it remains to be seen.
There's some problems going on. Some stuff
Stoner Jesus Show Live. Shut up, Peter.
What?
Stoner Jesus
Fuck
Show
you,
Live.
Man. I got some stuff going on in my life.
We got more music and comedy.
You fucking asshole.
Coming up. Just, nobody cares. Nobody cares, Peter.
They do care. They do care, God damn it.
We'll be back.
The Stoner Jesus Show on CannabisRadio.com.
The Stoner Jesus Show is brought to you in part by Hemptations.com and PlanetEverywhere.com. They got a lot of awesome stuff for you to check out. But don't just take my word for it. Let Beach, the owner of Hemptations, tell you all about it.
It's a very large selection of hemp goods, everything from reusable coffee filters to frisbees, bandanas, everything planted everywhere on the site is made in Cincinnati, Ohio, made locally. We also have other retail products from our cosmetics, earthly body product, bags on the retail site. You know, again, anybody local in Cincinnati can go to hemptations.com and get the info on the stores. Planted Everywhere is our .com is our retail site. You can hit me up on Hemptation Beach or like my Facebook page, Hemptations or Hemptations 2. I'm on Twitter, Google, I'm on the internet everywhere, just like everyone. You know, we love to hear from people all over the world, positive things about industrial hemp. That's what I do. That's what we do. Largest selection of industrial hemp on the planet in the stores. And I'd like to grow that inventory to be able to say that I haven't actually checked out all the other hemp retail spots to see if we have the largest amount on our planet everywhere. But it's a fair selection.
And as Beach always says,
having temptations.
Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about another great sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show, NextBardo.com. Check out that headshot banner on StonerJesus.net. They don't have just glass. They have a full line of smoking products, including wood pipes, metal pipes, roll-your-own supplies, pouches, storage, grinders, dab rigs, water pipes, vaporizers, and more. An amazing variety. Check out NextBardo.com. That's NextBardo.com. Or simply click their banner on StonerJesus.net to check them out. There's free shipping on all domestic orders over $20 and free shipping and a free gift with orders over $50. They offer worldwide shipping. Make sure you use discount code StonerJesus. That's all one word, StonerJesus, to get 10% off your first order at NextBardo.com. 21 and older, please. Click that headshot banner on StonerJesus.net. Make sure you use discount code StonerJesus. Stoner Jesus, all one word, and get 10% off your first order at Next Bardo. Check them out, another awesome sponsor of the Stoner Jesus Show. Hello, my children. Stoner Jesus here to tell you about a great sponsor of the show, Core Lore 420. Check out CoreLore420.com. CoreLore420.com, or simply click that Core Lore banner on StonerJesus.net. They have extraction filter bags that are 100% silk. Get no blowouts, higher yields, and a cleaner product. Plus, silk gives you a concentrate with the best flavor. It retains the terpenes and will preserve the richest of aromas. If you want the purest product possible, then silk is for you. Go check out Core Lore. Click that Core Lore banner on StonerJesus.net to check out their extraction filter bags. Make sure you use promo code STONERJESUS10. That's all one word, STONERJESUS and the number 10 for 10% off of any purchase at Core Lore. No minimum purchase necessary. Click that banner on STONERJESUS.net. Get to pressing. Get to extracting. Check out Core Lore and their banner on STONERJESUS.net and make sure you use promo code STONERJESUS10 to get 10% off of any purchase.
Learning the benefits of proper nutrition, supplementation, and personal development to live a healthy and abundant life. Awaken, adjust, and aspire. High on Healthy. Mondays on demand. Only on CannabisRadio.com.
The next generation of vaporizers has arrived. Vuber vaporizers are blazing the way with unparalleled technology for oil, concentrate, or dry flower pens. Providing unsurpassed customer service and expert craftsmanship, Vuber vaporizers use cutting-edge technology, providing a power-packed, smoother vapor with a lifetime guarantee. Experience vaporizing the way it was meant to be, the Vuber way.
The following CannabisRadio.com program contains explicit language and content that can be considered graphic and offensive.
This program is not suitable for all audiences, and the opinions expressed do not reflect those of CannabisRadio.com, its staff, management, or sponsors. Listener discretion is advised.
And now, St. Peter auditioning for, what's that say? The auditioning for the next Carl's Jr. sexy television commercial?
Yeah, that's right, Jesus, that's right. That's what's wrong with that.
What?
What do you mean?
Oh, all right. Yeah,
I'm going to do this.
Let's just do it. We've got kill time anyway.
Shut up already,
St.
Jesus.
Peter auditioning to be in the next sexy Carl's Jr. television commercial.
That's right.
Break a leg, Peter. Just do it.
All right. I got my burger right here. My burger. Okay, let's do it. You're ready. Okay, let's go.
All right.
Hi, I'm St. Peter, and I love eating at Carl's Jr. It's so good. Watch me eat this burger and how sexy it is. Oh, it's so good.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
It's the best burger.
That's gross, dude. That is gross.
It's the best burger ever. Oh, that's so... Shut up, Jesus!
It's falling out of your mouth.
I'm going to choke on this fucking burger. Shut up!
It's falling out of your mouth, dude. That's fucking gross.
Hi, I'm St. Peter, and I eat burgers sexy. Watch me eat this burger sexy.
Oh, come on.
Nobody's
going to think that's sexy,
Peter.
This
burger is so good.
Nobody's going to think that's sexy. So that is awful.
You shut up, Jesus. Just shut up. I'm trying to do this. God damn it.
That's gross. It's gross.
I need some of a drink. Let's go again.
Fucking gross, dude.
Hey, I'm St. Peter here for Carl's Jr. I love Carl's Jr. and I love this burger. This burger, it's already got a few bites taken out of it, but that's okay. Don't worry about that. This is the bite that counts. It's so good, and I'm so sexy when I do it.
Oh my God.
Maybe I'll take a bite, and then I'll take my shirt off. Here we go.
No, let's not do that. That's not necessary. Oh my God.
Good.
That is so horrific.
This is a good burger.
That is horrific.
Here, I'm gonna take my shirt off now.
Don't take your. Oh, come on.
Yeah, come on.
That is nasty.
Look how fucking sexy I am when I eat this fucking burger.
You try to shave your chest?
Carl's Jr., you should hire
Jesus
me. Check
Christ.
This shit out.
That is not sexy.
Look at these
at all,
nipples.
Dude. Oh my.
Jesus, will you shut the fuck up? You're ruining my audition. I'm going to cut you out of this. I'm trying to fucking make an audition tape. What are you doing? God damn it, I can't even fucking throw up sounds on my audition tape.
That is fucking awful, dude.
It's not going to get him to do anything.
It's fucking awful.
Man, I'm getting some heartburn. Jesus Christ.
They're not going to hire you, man.
Burgers. Will you shut up, Jesus?
They're not going to hire that bullshit, dude.
Hi. I'm St. Peter. And I'm so fucking sexy. What's the sexy way? God damn it, Jesus. Can you turn your fucking microphone off or something?
You're not sexy.
You're ruining this for
me. Holy shit.
This could be my ticket out of here.
Fucking awful,
see how sexy
dude.
I am.
That
see
is
how
so
sexy
awful.
I am. I could be fucking gone.
Right.
But you won't shut the fuck up.
Right.
God damn it, Jesus.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. Hey. This is St. Peter. For Carl's Jr. I'm going to tell you how much I love Carl's Jr. and how much I love this burger. Watch how sexy I am when I eat this fucking burger.
Don't do that.
God damn it,
don't
Jesus.
Don't do that.
Are you
don't
fucking
eat
serious?
It again. That's
Are
so
you
bad,
fucking
dude.
Serious,
That's
Jesus?
So
You're
fucking
killing
bad.
Me. Oh, fuck this. Fuck this. I'm done. I'm done.
Look, make sure you'll look for St. Peter in the next Carl's Jr. television ad.
Hey, Jesus. Hey, Jesus, it's me, Peter. We're in, me and Chemo and the intern, we made it to Arizona. We're in the U.S. We had to sneak across the border. We had to leave the RV, the helicopter, whatnot. We had to leave that Mexico. It's gone now, man. The RV's gone. We're on foot. It's like Chemo and Turner. Look at this rest stop we found. I guess they're pissing or whatever. I don't know. I really didn't inquire or whatever. I think it'd be a good time to call you and update you on what's going on, man. So the RV's gone, or the federal ballets were after us or whatever. So we had to ditch that shit. And now we're in Arizona. I don't know how the fuck we're gonna get there, man. But I'm gonna get chemo there, and you better give me the fucking antidote for this fucking poison, man. Oh Jesus! The only thing that sustains me in this hour of need is thinking about all the fucking things I'm gonna do to you when I get back there. All the ways I'm gonna torture you and bring you pain as much as possible. I'm your enemy now, Jesus. You might have thought I was your enemy before. That was mostly just incompetence. Now I'm really going to be your enemy. You have no idea, Jesus. You have no idea who you fucked with. I may look like just some little drug-addled, Drano-drinking old fucking man who fucks chickens. And that may be part of the story or whatnot, but there's another side to me, Jesus. There's another side to me. There's a violent side. I'm like a Tasmanian devil. I'm like a whirlwind when I get riled up. You know what I'm saying? I'm a little balls of fury, little fists of fury. I'm like Bruce Lee if he was an old white guy. You know what I'm saying, Jesus? What the fuck was I talking about? Oh yeah, I'm gonna fuck you up, Jesus. Yeah, that's it. Okay, I don't know how the fuck we're gonna get there, man. Really been a lot easier with the RV, with like the wheels or whatnot. We're gonna get some wheels. Oh, by the way, Jesus, I'm being proactive about the money situation, because we don't really have that much cash. I smuggled a bunch of like special Mexican jalapenos into the country, in my butt. I'm gonna sell them and shit. I'm gonna get a fucking pretty penny, Jesus. So don't worry about me, Jesus. I'm fine. I'm in the U.S. I got a fucking truckload of jalapenos up my ass. I'm ready to go, son. I'm coming for you, Jesus. You better be fucking scared, bitch.